Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The date today is the 19th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 23rd of September 2024. Alhamdulillah, we're going to welcome our Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Our topic today, we'll be discussing Lebanon, inshallah, and everything that is happening currently, as well as when did Mufti Saab go to Lebanon. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan. Inna lillahi wa inna li rajoon. We start today's program with the sad news. Our Rashid Bhai Kasuji of Nigel, avid listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And the family used to tell me, even now when he was ill, then he would tell them during the Q&A Sunday afternoons, Monday night, other times, please don't disturb, I'm listening. Allah Ta'ala grant him, Rashid Bhai Kasuji, he had problems with his eyes also, so he passed away about 6 o'clock this morning in hospital. Allah grant the marhum Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma fillahu warhamhu wa'afihi wa'afu anhu wa'asli mudkhalahu wa'akrim nuzulahu wa'naqihi min al-dhunubi wal-khataya kama yunakka al-thawb al-abyad min al-danas. Allahumma zuku Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah ta'ala grant the bereaved family, children, grandchildren, families, all of them. Kasuji family, our big Muhsin, you know, that they used to invite, Muhsin means they were our benefactors, they used to invite Hazrat Moana Masihullah Khan Sahib of Jalalabad, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, to Nigel. And for me personally, it was a game changer. 1982, when my father passed away in Ramadan, and my mother insisted I must leave Darul Newcastle, come here, Darul's are opening this side also. So I was not 100% sure what to do, and Hazraji was there, and then mashallah, Hazraji told me to stay there, you know, and alone we were. I told Hazrat Tanhai, he took everybody out. So I just spoke to Maulana Ibrahim Kasuji now before 8 o'clock, and because he sent the message about Rashid Bhai, and you know, so we're waiting for confirmation, because they have to release the body and dead from the hospital. Allah grant him, our Rashid Bhai Kasuji, Jannat al-Firdaus, wonderful person. Allah forgive his sins, mistakes, and so forth. We all are sinners, end of the day. Number two is this, the Saudi Arabia, they're having their 94th the National Day and celebration today. 23rd September 1932 was Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiya formed, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We condemn it and so forth, all haram. They got music, they got fireworks, exhibition, million billion dollars riyals being used and wasted. Innal mubadhirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. That remember, this is squandering the wealth of the ummah and themselves while people are living in abject poverty. See Gaza, see West Bank, see Lebanon, so many places, and the ummah at large, you know. And they just were busy. And now you're wondering, with 1932 to now, the now is 94 years. So for the years, they count Islamically. But for celebration, it started already Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So they spoke of it in his khutbah, what you're talking. So you must remember, Yomul Miladun Nabi is bid'ah, but Yomul Watani is mustahab, or sunnah for them, you understand? All shaitani business and all these things. Yeah. What you're supposed to do every day for us is Miladun Nabi. Every day for us is Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must follow Nabi alayhi salatu salam, love the teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salam. But they more interested in all these things. Yeah. And third one, remember, tomorrow is Heritage Day. Some mosques, some masajid, they've got open day and so forth and so on. They say more and more people must come, non-Muslims, to the mosque. All this haram A to Z. All this, you're using some fatwas about, you must remember, the word of the Najran coming and so forth is, you know how, Kalimatul Haq wa Iradatul Batil. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, when he was having problems with the Khawarij used to say, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Nakale Kufr, Kufr Nabashid, Kalimatu haqqin wa iradatul batil. They used to say, no, we're practicing on Quran. The Khawarij used to say, in al hukmu illa lillah. We do only the verdict of Allah works. Not you make sula and agreement. Then Sayyidina Ali asked them, what is the answer for that verse there? Wa in khiftum shiqaqa baynima fab'athu hakama min ahlihi wa hakama min ahliya. He yurida islahi wa fiqillahu baynuma. Appoint the arbitrator this side, appoint the arbitrator that side. And then if they are sincere, Allah Ta'ala will bring about reconciliation. So then, they didn't know how to answer. So these people also want to use this fatwa, this fatwa, this fatwa. All these modernists, you get these doctors and they're a bunch of mufatiyas. They know, I call them on their face, bunch of mufatiyas. They are the ones who told the people take vaccine for COVID and wear masks and close the mosque and all that. They wouldn't close their surgery. And now they want to interfere with all these things. Yeah, let me give you two stories quickly. The person charged me, sued me 10 million, you know, and so forth. See what happened to him. When we want to defend the deen and promote the deen, he lost millions in his shop, business, everything. And where is he now? The person, I told him, don't invite women to the, you must remember, to the masjids, and you're incompetent, it's not your field. He said, no, we know. So where is he today? Under house arrest and guilty of culpable arrest and homicide and all disgraced. So I'm warning you, trustees and imams, don't fiddle with the Sharia and play with Sharia just to bootleg one another and so forth. All haram, all this. Invite all Tom, Dick and Harry and Tom, Dick and Mary in our masjid and desecrate the sanctity of our masjid. All haram, all these things here. You can't be using one incident that is kalimatu haqqin. The true, the hadith is true, the fatwa is correct in its proper perspective, but you using it wa iradatul batil for false purposes. Understood? So you must understand these things properly here. We don't curry favor with anybody, with any person, with any organization, with any politician or government. Remember, what is the truth? Wal haqq wa haqq wa yuttaba. Imam Shafi rahimahullah was asked, what you say of Imam Malik? Say, Ustazi wa Habibi, my beloved teacher, what you talking? Say, how come you wrote book against him? So that you different. He said, I respect everything. But wal haqq wa yuttaba, the truth has to be followed. So you must remember that. So don't come use this fatwa. But your whole intention, the fatwa they found this year, but they're practicing on this for 5 years, 6 years. So how you reconcile that? So it's all shaitaniyat, all these things here. So we condemn those trustees, those maulvis, imams who say, must bring all and sundry, every non-Muslim in the masjid, and it's open day. Every day our masjids are open. Which day is closed? Shaitans closed the masjid. Remember that during COVID time and all that, the crooked maulvis and crooked doctors and so forth. So that's one point. Second point is this, about the Saudi's National Day, we condemn that. And about Rashid Bhai, again, we say Allah grant Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. So let's come to our topic now. So our topic is Lebanon, Hezbollah, Hezbollah, Shaitan. Quickly, let me give you some geography, history, and then we can continue. It was 1998. I was still at Darul Newcastle, 81 January 2001. You know, the Newcastle. So I said, let me go to Lebanon, you know. So the first time in my life, it happened like that. So the embassy acknowledged everything. They received my passport. They received this, all whatever they wanted to know. Then they wanted banking details. You know, how much money you got in your account? One, they wanted to know employer's letter, all that, you know. I found it very amazing. There was no, we saw it traveled many countries. But already they had this in place, you know, so this type of things. So anyway, we went, my wife and myself, quickly one incident there for you, Zama Zahid is an ilmi. So I love books, and the best Arabic books you get in Lebanon, and the bookshops are all in the basement, you know. So I asked them that time jokingly, I said, why in the basement? They call bedroom, you see. So this basement. So I said that you're frightened for the Israelis. So they start laughing. He said, la, 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 la. He said, yeah, rakhis. Yet if you have in a basement, it's cheaper. On top is higher. You know, so the rental and all that. I said, oh. So anyway, you go there, all that. So then my wife was sitting at the back then. I was there standing, the counter in between, dulab, they call. So the counter, and then he was on the other side. So I told him, this book. He said, Ashara ya Sheikh. He put it on the counter. I said, Tilka Ashatun Kamila. So I told him, bring that one. So he said, Ma taqul ya Sheikh. What you say? You speak loud, these guys. So I said that, Indira Aitu Ahada Ashara Kawkaba, 11 stars. So he looked at me, he said, oh, this guy knows something, you know. So they think I'm like Changu Mangus, these guys, you know. So we're just wasting time, like. So in their minds, you know. So then I told him, bring that kitab. So I said, yeah, wonderful. I said, inna iddata shuhuri indallah, barjasta, spontaneously, you know. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So I said, 12 lunar months. So the number, the digit 13 is not in the Quran. So I said, bring that book there. So now we're like, we're sparring. Now he's ready just to give me the technical knockout, you know. I said, yeah, Allah put something in my head, yeah, Allah. So Allah put straight away. I read, I looked at him and smiled. I looked and said, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتَرِ. Allah takes custom of the even numbers and odd numbers. He just looked at me, came around, hugged me, and he said, خُذْ كُلَّ هَذِي الْكُتُبَ لَا حِسَابِ. Take it free of charge, I'll pay. I said, put quickly in the plastic, just as it is mine, you understand? We say plastic, they say plastic, you understand? Like that and all. So it was an interesting incident in 98, that was the G.
Chief Mufti Saab, so Lebanon currently, with all that is taking place, Mufti Saab, first give us the breaking news and then we'll work from there.
First, you must remember what is Lebanon. Lebanon has got great, great virtues. You must remember it's part of Biladu Sham. Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahimullah, wrote a whole book on the Fadailu Sham, Manaqibu Sham. Every alim, every student should get that book. Masterpiece it is. Go open the ending of Mishkat Sharif. You will find there in the ending the virtues and manaqib of Sham. So what is Sham? Sham is, you must remember, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. So these four countries together we call Sham. In English we call Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T. If you want to study the history of Lebanon, it was called Canaanat, you see, and Phoenicia and all that in ancient times and all that. So you must remember it's a very crazy country that you don't know who's who in the zoo there. My trip, 1998, two, three things happened very funny, you understood. So this guy, this taxi guy, we landed there, and then this taxi guy, so what happens? He took me here and there. I told him, I don't want to stay in this hotel. You come take me here, minus one, minus two, so zero star, one star, one nice hotel. So then he took me to there, right, Ala Sahil al-Bahar, on the banks of the ocean, like, you know, Umslanga and Ispingo Beach and like that. So then, and it's in Lamadina. Now, if Maulana, you see that, what you will think? You know, in the Muslim area, you'll think like, you know. So then I went, and then I still remember how much I paid, $50 a night, you understand? He told me, you're lucky it's off-season, otherwise they charge $200-$300. You know, it's peak season and all that. So this, I said, Allah shukar. Anyway, after we relaxed all that, I came down there and all that. So I spoke to him in Arabic and English and all that, whatever he wanted. So I told him, I want to go Salat, Masjid. He started laughing, man, you know, like I'm a made man. I said, what's wrong? He said, you know where you're living. Beirut is where two parts, the Muslim section and Christian section. You're in a Christian section, you won't find a Masjid here. So I tell him, La Madina. He said, yeah, you see, they were colonized by France. You must remember that, you see that. So they spell La, L-E, Medina like that. So many Arab countries were controlled and colonized by the French and all that. It's 4.5 million, 5 million people, very small country. So if you look at their breakup, you'll understand then how things happen. If the president is a Muslim, then the prime minister will be a Christian and the speaker will be a Maronite. You see that? How the so-called Muslims, let's just use the term so-called, in the eyes of the world. So the Sunnis are Muslim and the Shias are Muslim. You know, I'm using that term. And in Christians, they have the normal Christian and then they have the Maronite Christian. They believe in Saint Maron and all that, you see. So among themselves, they got a lot of this. Then you got the Druze and you got other characters and all. So a lot of mix-up going on there. Shia the Pakka Kufar, but for them, they say Muslim. So anyway, but Sunnis are in the majority among them. But if you look at them, their dress is the same, their language is the same, everything is the same. So now you must remember there's a place called Trablus. You understand? They're Tripoli. Trablus, they call it in Arabic. So you get Trablus in Africa, yeah, Libya. And you get Trablus in Arabi. You understood? There. So this is. So the taxi guy was taking us around. I was in front, my wife at the back. I fell asleep. Suddenly this guy stopped. And my wife said, come on, wake up, see what's happening. So I woke up, the whole car surrounded by police, big, big guns and all that. So I came out, hey, what the hell is wrong with you? What happened? I spoke loud English. I asked, Manamirukum, like that. So they pointed. I say, I'm a visitor tourist from here, South Africa. And I'm to phone Mandela now, like as though I got Mandela's number. So they looked at me and then a bomb went in Tarapolis. And they say it was a guy with a beard. So every guy with a beard, they just round up. You know how crazy they are and all this. So then they said that now they embarrassed themselves. Now they said, no, we must take you to police station. They asked, where you stay? Allah's shukr, Allah's mercy, Allah's fazal. I had that bank card with me, you know, that La Medina. I said, yeah, I stay. So they said, I want your passport. I said, I phone him, he'll bring the passport. So that guy also got a shock, you understand? So we all met up at the police station. So then they apologized and give me tea, biscuit. I said, hey, that police name was Abdul Ghani. Now, if you ask him, you Muslim or Christian, you wouldn't know. They keep all names like that and speak Arabic and dressing, everything same. You don't know who's who in the zoo. So I told him, see, my taxi is running here. You'll waste my 1 hour, 2 hours. Who's going to pay? My grandfather. We had a big argument, I had to pay, but you know, understood. And he started laughing, you know. Then he became my friend. So next day I passed there, I waved there, you understand? And he waved back at this type of thing. Hey, it's full of foolish guys, these guys. So I told them, the one cop came with me. So I told him, no, that you sit, Fatima will sit, I will sit in the bus, you sit next to me. He said, you know, Sheikh, I know, man, we're not looking for you, but I can't speak. They'll finish me up. They're looking for somebody else. He's now apologizing in the car. You understood? Quickly, Hezbollah. What happened, history of Hezbollah? 79 is Iranian Revolution, Khomeini, not Islamic Revolution. Not Thawra al-Islamiyya, Thawra Iraniya. So the Iranian Shia Revolution, Thawra to Shi'iyya, like that it is. 79, so these guys were inspired by them and so forth. And obviously Iran from those days already had their plans, you know. So then they appointed these guys. So you must remember, this is 1982. So this is how Hezbollah came about. Hezbollah first came about like a militant movement, then took the shape of a political movement, and so they had a ruler, a leader, his name Musavi. So Musavi was assassinated by Israel in 92. So from 92 till now, so more than how many, 32 years or so, so is Hassan Nasrullah. So Pakka Shia, Pakka Kufar, and so forth. We will do this, and all that. But they do nothing, basically. Ismail Haniya, how many now months have passed? What they did? Nothing. You must remember that. So they set him up, actually. Whereas they did was Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu. So we must be clear on all these issues here. But anyway, for us, it is Ahwanul Bali. So both are haramis and both are shaitans. Shia, the Yahud are the biggest khabis. You understand? Quran says, so your worst enemies. Chapter 5, verse number 82. لَلْتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You see? So that we must accept, the Hindus and the Jews. So, but we don't say every Jew, every Hindu. We will say majority of them. You see that? So remember, that's one thing. Second point is this. Now we got the Shias, they are our enemy. But now in the conflict, we will support the Shias. Why we will support them? Anybody harming American interests, Israel interests, British interests, we must support them. Because they are the biggest haramis to call all this problem here. Who gave Palestine away? British. To Israel. They didn't even consult the Palestinians. So, and then America came, and who's giving them all the arm, ammunition, all these type of things? So to destabilize the whole region, and so forth and so on. So therefore, we must remember in the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Verily, Allah Ta'ala will use people who are non-Muslims also that to help this deen of Islam. You see that? So there's H. You see, all the H's are involved here. So Hamas, 100% Sunni. We must make dua for Yahya Sinwar. Haaretz newspaper yesterday writes, is Yahya Sinwar alive or dead? You see, psychological warfare they play. They know he's alive, but they just play fools. You see, like that. So you see, Hamas, one. Then we got Yemen, Houthis, Shias, but doing excellent job. Sunni country is good for nothing. You must remember that. Show me one Sunni country that is doing anything. Not one, you must remember, hopeless, useless, three-quarter, half of them, murtad, khabis, and shaitan. You saw the one poem that one guy prepared. So, with my life history or something there. So I don't know who I. He said, no, I prepared something about you and all that. I said, all right, so I'll send it out and all that. So who's the person? Then I don't know who he prepared it or somebody else, because the guy who did it did a good job. So yeah, what you speak of Saudi Arabia and Emirates and all this, Jordan and Egypt and Bahrain, Morocco, all sell out Murtads and all. So hopelessness, rather you go with the Houthis. Hamas is there, Sunni, Houthi, Shia, Hezbollah, Hizbul Shaitan. So quickly, story for you. You must remember all these things. These are anecdotes which will help you in life. There was a person, maybe you met him, maybe you didn't meet him. I met him in South Africa, met him then in Makkah, met him in this conference and all. His name, Sheikh Yusuf Qardavi, Rahimahullah. He was a great scholar, there's no doubt about that. We don't agree, but he was a great scholar. So remember that on many of his fatwas, we don't agree. He passed away 95, 96 years old. So he always used to speak about a taqreeb bain ahli sunnah wa ahli shia. We must bring near, near, near. When he went to Iran, then he saw in Kashan what is there. I remember this date, 5th Rabiul Awal, because I landed there 1st Rabiul Awal Monday, and then our distinct Ibrahim, our Rashid Bhai Kasuji passed away Monday. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away Monday. Said Abu Bakr Siddiq used to make dua to pass away on Monday. Bukhari Sharif's hadith. So we must know it's a great sign that my mother also passed away Monday. Father passed away Ramadan. Allah grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So it was a Monday I landed there in Tehran. So 5th of Rabiul Awal, that Friday I landed up in Kashan with the taxi guy, Zari. So then day I asked him, where's this place? You know, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's murderer, Qatil, that is, Fayruz, Abu Lu'lu, Al-Majusi, he said, I take you. So he took me there, you see, and he called Baba Shuja'uddin. So when he, Sheikh Yusuf Qardavi, went, he said, I wasted my life in all these things there. You see, I wasted my life speaking about unity. When he came back, he coined this term. Hezbollah is not Hezbollah, it's Hizbul Shaitan. Yusuf Qardavi did that. Mm. You see that? So therefore, we call them Hizbul Shaitan and so forth. So therefore, it's a very good thing he did. For your news team, you must understand this very important. Just now, 8:20, I heard on 702. In America, I just want you all to understand. In America, mass shootings, you know, the youngsters come, this guy come in there. So mass shootings, mass injuries. 4 people or more died, 4 people or more injured. This year alone, till September, January to September, is 405 mass shootings. Can you believe that? Supposed to be America and this type of things. So again, there in Alabama and all that, you must remember Birmingham, all that in America, it happened. 4 people dead and 18 injured and whatever, 18 or 8, whatever it is. So imagine all these things here. So Hezbollah, last thing I want to tell you, they cleaning up. You see, one person sent me a nice one. He say, we're going to make the settlers, we're going to make them homeless. That's an excellent strategy. So Haifa, they're targeting Haifa. So Haifa, all that is our Muslim territory. These Jutlas, Harami, Shaitans, Auladu, Iblis, that they stole and occupied all these places. Which Sunni country is doing anything? I mean, we must speak the facts, man. Let us be honest, man. Sunni countries, leaders, majority are murtads. Remember that. What iman and that they got in the Shaitans, Haramis, the Shias are better than them. On this score here. See, they cleaning up the areas. Northern Israel, remember, 100,000 Jutlas had to run for their lives. They had to go there. This is all in their own media. So they had to run to their shelters and all that. So they saying Gallant and BB both war criminals, and they say we want all to come back. They use 60,000, but actually it's 100,000. You see, plus minus. And then Haifa, the mayor said, I sent it out last night or this morning, that I told them that the rockets will come here, and now such rockets are hitting us worse than 2006. Understood? And they're running for their lives. So, hey, you Jutlas, Jutlis, Haramis, You settlers, we're going to make you homeless. That's the sentence we're going to use now. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. And it is the duty of every Muslim there to make dua that the settlers in occupied Palestine, that's the right term to use. Al-Ardul Muhtalla, we don't recognize Israel. Qala qaiduna Ismail, lan na'tarif bi Israel. So we say, we're going to make the settlers homeless. You get out, go back to where you came from. So that is our message, finish and clear. You understood? Make dua for Gaza, it is raining there also. And you know, one Lord, the Jutlas God, Israel God, the people in Gaza and that cannot store rainwater. And you want to come tell me about these people, democracy and moral army and all this type of thing. If this was a whole thing plotted and planned by the British, by the French, by the Americans and Russians and all of them, they were the first countries to recognize Israel. You must remember that. So, but anyway, Putin is also our man on this issue here. Yeah? He's giving America a good hiding also. So Allah Ta'ala give all of them victory and Allah give them Iman and Islam. So that is our message, one to all. So make dua for our Rashid Bhai Kasuji. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. And Saudi National Day, we condemn it. And you must remember this open day, Heritage Day, open day for mosque. We condemn it in all shapes, sizes and terms. Remember, it's totally haram that in Islam, got nothing to do with Islam. And all these doctors that we call them Mufatiyas, they were the same ones to close the masjid and cover it. Now they want to become big champions and, you know, about the masjid and all that. You don't even fulfill the criteria of a trustee and all that. But you want to talk big about Islam and all these things. We must be straight about these issues. We got nothing to curry favor for you and all that. So therefore, you must remember our job to propagate Islam in its purity and defend Islam. That is our job. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say jazakum Allah khairan to Mufti Saab for his straight views.